Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of
welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
The Lord set forth his dominion over his creation, saying, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. That such a one as this should be mindful of man must ever cause us to be astounded. A mere creature of a span, a piece of dust, insignificant in and of himself. Yet the Lord of glory has purposed to make him the object of his everlasting love and electing grace. Such condescension on his part, not simply to reciprocate love to a creature who loves him, but to manifest that love to those who are rebels against him, enemies in their minds according to their wicked works. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. We love him because he first loved us." The word water appears in the Bible 396 times. We are most especially interested in it as the Lord referred to himself as that living water. "But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. We say with the woman of Samaria, 'Sir, give me this water that I thirst not.' Then we read of the flood of waters which covered the earth in the days of Noah. The Lord alone made Noah to differ from all those hapless souls who perished in that flood, some of which were cursing God, while others simply perished in their ignorance as transgressors of the commandments of God, happy with their religion of one type or another, until the rain began to fall and the fountains of the deep were opened. Another notable occurrence which involved the same waters was when the Lord parted the Red Sea, delivering the Israelites and destroying the Egyptians. Once again, we see that they were only made to differ from these Hamites because of the grace of God. For thou art an holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God hath chosen thee to be a special people unto himself, above all people that are upon the face of the earth. When the Israelites were crossing the Jordan River into the promised land, the Lord caused the waters of the Jordan to stand up as a heap, and they crossed over on dry land. In this the Lord would demonstrate that it is not by might, nor by power, that the promise of God is visited upon his people, but by his Spirit's operation. Elijah, the prince of prophets, along with his understudy and successor, Elisha, both parted the waters of Jordan in a demonstration of the Lord's power upon his word. And who can forget the answer of the Lord by fire upon Mount Carmel, as it licked up the waters which were in the trench surrounding the sodden offering, as he demonstrated that he alone is the God of all gods, having the prophets of Baal in derision. Was this not a foreshadow of his utter triumph over all principalities and powers, which he manifested upon Mount Calvary and the Garden Tomb, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross? And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. When the Lord Jesus embarked upon his ministry among men, he sought out a man clothed in camel hair and eating locusts and wild honey, who was immersing men in water. The Lord used this water to demonstrate his humility in being baptized unto repentance in the behalf of all those whom the Father had given unto him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, and by whom also he made the worlds. He turned the water into wine in Cana to make glad the heart of man. He gave living water to an unworthy and sinful woman in Samaria. He calmed the raging water and calmed the fears of his troubled disciples. Yet it was by the cruel stroke of men that he was pleased to bring forth healing and forgiveness of sin. But one of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side, and forthwith came there out blood and water. Rock of ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from thy riven side which flowed be of sin the double cure. Cleanse me from its guilt and power. Have you been washed in this water?
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.